when Jesus came and he said,
cuando Jesús vino y dijo,
I have come that you will have life.
Yo he venido para que tú tengas vida.
Abundant life.
Vida en abundancia.
Could you say abundant life?
¿Puede decir vida en abundancia?
He came that we will have the abundant life.
Él vino para que tuvieras vida en abundancia.
In another verse of scripture, the Bible says,
entonces la Biblia dice en otro verso,
this is the reason why he came.
Que esta es la razón por qué él vino.
That he might destroy all the works of the devil.
Para el que pueda destruir las trampas del diablo.
You got to understand,
tienes que entender,
some of the way you destroy the works of the devil,
que hay cosas que puedes destruir al demonio,
is by the power of God.
Es por el poder de Dios.
It is through prayer.
Es por oración.
It is through fasting.
Es por ayuno.
It is through confession.
Es por confesión.
It is through declaration.
Es por declaración.
But the other way to destroy the powers of the
pero
enemy,
la otra forma de destruir el poder del enemigo,
it is through wisdom.
Es por sabiduría.
Could you say wisdom?
¿Puede decir sabiduría?
The Bible says better,
la Biblia dice que es mejor,
than weapons of war,
que armas de guerra.
It is important as a church,
es importante como iglesia,
who have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb,
que ya han sido sanada por la sangre del cordero,
to understand,
que entienda,
we need more than prayer,
que necesitamos más que oración,
we need to pray,
necesitamos orar,
but then we need to develop wisdom,
pero necesitamos sabiduría.
Could you say amen?
¿Puede decir amén?
Wisdom is better than strength.
La sabiduría es mejor que la fuerza.
So a wise man is stronger than a strong man.
Un hombre sabio es más fuerte que un hombre fuerte.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Why will a man be wise?
Porque un hombre va a ser sabio.
And yet poor.
Y pobre.
Because he has developed wisdom.
Porque necesita sabiduría.
In one area.
Que ha tenido en una área.
But he has not developed wisdom.
Pero no la ha tenido.
In another area.
En la otra área.
You might be wise in being able to know to take care of your health.
Puede ser sabio como saber cómo cuidar tu salud.
But then foolish in the relationship.
Pero la necedad en las relaciones.
You might be wise in the area of relationship.
Puede ser sabio en las relaciones.
But then foolish in the area of finance.
Pero necio en el área de finanzas.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
You have to develop wisdom.
Tienes que tener sabiduría
in every area of your life.
En cada área de tu vida.
Tell somebody next to you.
Dígale a alguien a su lado.
If you're a fool,
si es necio,
you need to move right now.
Necesita moverte ahora.
Because I'm looking for wisdom.
Porque estoy buscando sabiduría.
Take a minute. Wait for them to answer you.
Espere que le conteste.
It's important to hang with wise people.
Es importante estar alrededorse de personas sabias.
The Bible says that a companion of fools will be destroyed.
La Biblia dice que el acompañante del necio será destruido.
But he that hang with wise men,
pero el que va con gente sabia,
shall also be wise.
Va a ser sabio.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
I can tell how wise you are.
Yo puedo saber qué tan sabio eres.
By the people you hang with.
Por la gente con la que te rodeas.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
If all your friends are fools,
si todos sus amigos son necios,
then you are not wise.
Entonces no eres sabio.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Are you with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
it is so important, the book of Matthew chapter 7,
vamos a ver el libro de Mateo capítulo 7,
verses 24,
verso 24,
the Bible describes,
la Biblia describe,
therefore whosoever,
que aquel, ¿cuál aquel?
Heareth these sayings,
escuche esto,
of mine,
escuche mis palabras,
and doeth them,
y lo haga.
So who is a wise man?
Entonces, ¿quién es el sabio?
A man that can hear.
El hombre que escucha.
And able to do what he hears.
Y puede hacer lo que escucha.
The Bible says, I will liken him unto a wise man.
La Biblia dice que lo voy a poner con hombre sabio.
That built his house upon the rock.
Que haga su casa en una roca.
And the rain descended.
Y viene y lo desciende.
And the flood descended.
Y vino la lluvia.
And the wind blew.
Y vino el aire.
And beat upon his house.
Y le atacó a su casa.
And it fell not.
Y su casa no se cayó.
Because it was founded on a rock.
Porque estaba fundada en la roca.
What is this rock it is founded on?
Entonces, ¿dónde es esta roca? ¿Dónde
the rock of wisdom.
Fundada? Fue la roca de sabiduría.
Could he say the rock of wisdom?
Diga la roca de sabiduría.
Then verses 26 says,
el verso 26 dice,
and everyone that heareth my sayings,
y aquel que escuche lo que digo,
and doeth them not,
y no lo haga,
shall be likened unto a foolish man,
va a ser un hombre necio,
who built his house upon the sand,
que edificó su casa,
and when the rain descended,
y cuando viene la lluvia,
and the flood descended,
y venga la lluvia,
it beat the house down.
Se cae su casa.
So what is wisdom?
Entonces, ¿qué es sabiduría?
Wisdom is the ability to hear what God is saying.
Sabiduría es la habilidad de escuchar lo que dice el Señor.
The Bible says,
la Biblia dice,
if you hear what I'm saying,
que si tú escuchas lo que digo,
I say and you are able to walk in what I'm saying,
y haces lo que estoy diciendo,
you are a wise person.
Eres un hombre sabio.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
A wise person,
un hombre sabio,
has the ability,
tiene la habilidad,
to hear from God.
Escuchar de Dios.
I have the ability.
Si yo tengo la habilidad
to hear from God.
De escuchar de Dios.
If you can't hear from God,
si no puedes escuchar de Dios,
you really haven't stepped into the place of heavenly wisdom.
Entonces no tienes sabiduría del cielo.
You might have earthly wisdom.
A lo mejor tienes sabiduría en la tierra.
But not heavenly wisdom.
Pero no del cielo.
Earthly wisdom.
La sabiduría de la terrenal.
Can only take you but so far.
Solo te puede llevar tan lejos.
When you have earthly wisdom.
Cuando tienes sabiduría en la tierra.
There is no guarantees.
No hay garantías.
That what you learn.
Que lo que tú aprendes.
Will work for you.
Va a funcionar para
it's
ti.
It's like building on the sand.
Es como hacer algo en la arena.
And the only time you will tell if it can stand.
Y la única vez que te puedes parar.
Is when the wind blows against your house.
Es cuando venga la lluvia.
And the flood blows against your house.
Y venga la lluvia a tu casa.
Then you will determine.
Entonces vas a determinar.
Either I'm walking in godly wisdom.
Si estás en sabiduría de Dios.
Or worldly wisdom.
O sabiduría terrenal.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Estás escuchando?
Are you hearing me today?
¿Estás escuchando?
Whatever God says to you.
Lo que el Señor te dice a ti.
Is to help you withstand the storm.
Es para ayudarte en la tormenta.
To help you withstand the floods.
Es para ayudarte cuando venga las tormentas.
Because one thing about life.
Porque una cosa de la vida.
If the flood hasn't hit you yet.
Si no te ha venido la tormenta todavía.
It's going to hit you eventually.
Te va eventualmente a dar.
If the storm hasn't hit you yet.
Si la lluvia no te ha dado.
It's going to hit you eventually.
Te va a dar eventualmente.
Life is not a bed of roses.
La vida no es un bed de rosas.
Life is a journey.
La vida es algo para seguir.
Could you say it's a journey?
Diga que es para seguir.
Some
para
days
largo.
You are up.
A veces arriba.
Some days you are plateaued.
A veces en un plateau.
Some days you hit a bump.
Y a veces das a un bumpe.
And that's why Jesus lives within you.
Y por eso Jesús vive en ti.
That if you go through the fire.
Porque si vas por el fuego.
He is there with you.
Él está contigo ahí.
If you go through the flood.
Que si estás en la tormenta.
He is there with you.
Él está ahí contigo.
I don't care what you're going through this morning.
No importa lo que está pasando esta mañana.
Jesus is there with
Jesús
you.
Jesús está ahí contigo.
And by his wisdom.
Y por su sabiduría.
You have the ability to withstand the storm. To withstand the flood. Say I'm more than a conqueror. Say I'm more than a conqueror. Hey, hey, hey. So what is wisdom?
¿Qué entonces qué es sabiduría?
Wisdom is knowing what to do.
La sabiduría es saber lo que hacer.
Before the storm comes.
Antes de que venga la tormenta.
So when God speaks to you.
Entonces cuando el Señor te hable.
He is preparing you for the storm.
Él te está preparando para la tormenta.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
You know when I went to St. Martin recently.
Cuando fui a San Martín recientemente.
They never saw a storm like the one that hit that country.
Ellos nunca habían visto tormenta como la que le dio ese país.
So the natural wisdom was.
Entonces la sabiduría natural fue.
From the weather person.
Por la persona que hace el weather.
You need to board up your windows.
Tienes que tapar tus ventanas.
Board up the doors.
Las puertas.
He says, lock everything up.
Él dijo, cierre todo.
Because that was the normal strategy.
Porque esa es la estrategia normal.
To be able to withstand a storm.
Para sobrevivir tormentas.
But this storm was a storm they have never seen.
Pero esta tormenta como nunca han visto.
So they needed to hear from God.
Entonces necesitaban escuchar de Dios.
You see, God's wisdom is above the natural wisdom.
Entonces la sabiduría de Dios es más alta que la natural.
So a lot of people boarded up their windows.
So mucha gente cubrieron sus ventanas.
They boarded up their doors.
Las puertas.
But this was a category 5 and beyond.
Pero esta era una categoría 5 más.
So when the wind began to blow against some of these houses.
Entonces cuando vino ese viento fuerte en esas casas.
If it find any opening.
Si encuentran una apertura.
And the wind get through any opening in the house.
Y el aire entra por esa abertura en la casa.
The house became like a balloon.
La casa se volvió como un globo.
That the air filled the house up.
Que el aire llena la casa.
And the houses explode. exploded.
Y las casas se explotan.
Because they needed more than natural
wisdom. Porque necesitaban más sabiduría que la natural.
There are some storms that are coming to you.
Hay tormentas que vienen para ti.
That you will need more than the weatherman's wisdom.
Que vas a necesitar más sabiduría que la del weather.
You will need the wisdom of God to handle
it. Vas a necesitar la sabiduría de Dios.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Some people,
algunas gentes,
learn this through the storm.
Aprenden eso por las tormentas.
They just left all your doors open.
Dejaron todas las puertas abiertas.
And all your windows open.
Todas las ventanas abiertas.
And the air just went right through the house
y el
and kept
aire
on going.
Entró a las puertas y las casas.
But those that locked it all up.
Pero las personas que las cerraron.
Lost their roofs.
Se perdieron sus tapas, sus casas.
The hurricane just blew the house
y el huracán explotó las casas.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
So wisdom is knowing what to do.
Entonces la sabiduría es saber lo que hacer.
And to be able to do it in time.
Y hacerlo a tiempo.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Wisdom is being able to know what to say.
La sabiduría es saber qué decir.
And being able to say it in time.
Y decirlo a tiempo.
And to be able to say it to the right person.
Y decirlo a la persona adecuada.
With the right tone.
Con el tono. Correcto.
Are you hearing me
today?
¿Me
estás escuchando?
Wisdom is knowing where to go.
La sabiduría es saber dónde ir.
And knowing when to go there.
Y saber cuándo ir.
And who to take with you.
Y saber con quién ir.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
What the product of wisdom?
El producto de la sabiduría.
Is increase.
Está aumentando.
Anywhere there is a lack in your life.
Donde falta algo en tu vida.
Or anywhere there is poverty in your
o
life.
Donde hay pobreza en tu vida.
Or anywhere there is shortage in your life.
O donde tengas algo corto en tu vida.
It is related to a lack of wisdom.
Es relacionado a no tener sabiduría.
It is identifying to you.
Te va a identificar.
That there is something that you don't know.
Que hay algo que tú no sabes.
That you need to know.
Que necesitas saber.
Because what you don't know.
Porque lo que tú no sabes.
Will hurt you.
Te va a doler.
And where you don't know.
Y lo que no sabes.
You don't have the wisdom
y no tienes la sabiduría
in that area,
en esa área
will suffer lack.
Vas a sufrir en esa área.
It will depreciate.
Y te va a perder el valor.
It will go down.
Y vas a bajar.
And every area
y cada área
that you have great wisdom
que tienes alta sabiduría
it will be elevated.
Te va a elevar.
Could you say elevation?
The elevación
is directly related
es directamente relacionada
to my level of wisdom.
A mi nivel de sabiduría.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
If you don't have wisdom in your marriage,
si no tienes sabiduría en tu matrimonio,
your marriage will suffer.
Tu matrimonio va a sufrir.
If you're a single woman and a single man,
si eres un hombre soltero o mujer soltera,
and you don't have relational wisdom,
y no tienes sabiduría de relaciones,
you will never get married.
No te vas a casar.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
You wonder why ugly girls, girls that are not as beautiful,
y te preguntas si hay chicas que no están tan bonitas.
Or guys that are not as handsome.
O hombres que no están tan buenosos.
How they get married?
¿Cómo se casan?
They got a wisdom you don't have.
Tienes sabiduría que tú no tienes.
You wonder why some of them are heavy.
Si te preguntas si hay algunos más llenitos.
They got 20 kids.
Y tienen 20 hijos.
But people still marrying them.
Y la gente como quiera se casa con ellos.
You got it all together.
Y tú lo tienes todo.
You got the best look.
Y tienes, te ves muy bien.
Nice clothes.
Y ropas buenas.
Beautiful ropa.
Beautiful outfits.
You got the latest weave.
Y tiene la última peluca.
Your eyelashes so long it's like windscreens.
Y tienes pestañas.
Like a wipers.
Como wipers.
But nobody wants to marry you.
Pero nadie se casa contigo.
There's a wisdom that is lacking.
Algo te falta sabiduría.
Maybe it's your tone.
A lo mejor es tu tono.
Maybe it's your disposition.
A lo mejor es tu disposición.
I know there is something that is lacking.
Hay algo que falta.
That you need wisdom with.
Que necesitas sabiduría.
Could you say amen?
Puedes decir amén.
You know, we need to come to the realization.
Necesitamos realizar.
That without wisdom.
Que sin sabiduría.
You will never experience the abundant life.
Nunca vas a tener abundancia en tu vida.
Even though Jesus died.
Aunque Jesús murió.
And he rose from the dead.
Y él se resucitó de los muertos.
So that you will have a good life.
Para que tú tengas vida eterna.
If you lack wisdom.
Si no tienes sabiduría.
You will never be able to get it.
Nunca lo tendrás.
Could somebody say amen?
¿Alguien puede decir amén?
Why is there so many people who go to church?
Porque hay tantas personas que van a la iglesia.
And they are not succeeding.
Y no tienen suceso.
It is because they lack wisdom.
Es porque no tienen sabiduría.
They believe all I need to do is pray.
Porque creen que solo tienen que orar.
I need to read the Bible.
Tengo que leer la Biblia, creen.
But you need more than that.
Pero necesitas más que eso.
So I need more than that.
Y yo necesito más que eso.
There are different types of wisdom.
Hay diferentes tipos de sabidurías.
There are the wisdom of the world.
Hay la sabiduría de la terrenal.
Donald Trump is a wise man.
Donald Trump es un hombre sabio.
He's a wise man.
Es un hombre sabio.
When you look at many of these guys that are rich.
Cuando miras a personas que son ricas.
Many of the rappers.
Muchos de los raperos.
Jay-Z, he's a wise guy.
Jay-Z es un hombre sabio.
He's wise in the area of wisdom for the world.
Es sabio en la sabiduría terrenal.
You sit down and speak to these people.
Y si tú conversas con estas personas.
And you will discover they are very wise.
Y descubre que son bien sabios.
Very strategic.
Bien estrategios.
You look at P. Diddy, Puff Daddy, whatever his name is.
Si tú ves a P. Diddy, Puff Daddy.
He is wise.
Él es sabio.
In the world's wisdom.
En la sabiduría terrenal.
But that doesn't mean he is wise in God's
pero
wisdom.
Pero eso no quiere decir que es sabio en Dios.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
So somebody can be wise in the world's wisdom.
Alguien puede ser sabio terrenalmente.
And be foolish.
Y ser necio.
In God's wisdom.
En la sabiduría de Dios.
Then there's the wisdom, there's the earthly wisdom.
Hay sabiduría terrenal.
Then there's fleshly wisdom.
Y hay sabiduría carnal.
Carnal wisdom.
Carnal.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Wisdom that will tell you how to get somebody.
La sabiduría que te dirá cómo conseguir a alguien.
You will see one woman get married.
Si ves una mujer que se casa.
Get divorced.
Y se divorcia.
Get married again.
Y se casa otra vez.
Get divorced.
Y se divorcia.
Get married again.
Y se casa.
And you still waiting for your first spouse.
Y como quiera está esperando otra persona.
She has carnal wisdom.
Ella tiene sabiduría carnal.
She know how to get a husband.
Ella sabe cómo buscar a
esposo. And you need to discover.
Y tú has descubierto.
God has wisdom for every area.
Que el Señor tiene sabiduría en todas las áreas.
Could you say every area?
Diga todas las áreas.
It is called the wisdom that is from above.
Se llama la sabiduría de lo alto.
Could you say the wisdom that is from above?
Diga la sabiduría de lo alto.
And this is the only wisdom.
Y esta es la única sabiduría.
That give you longevity.
Que te da longitud.
This is the only wisdom.
Esta es la única sabiduría.
That can withstand any storm.
Que puede venir en contra de toda tormenta. ¿Me estás escuchando?
The wisdom of God,
la sabiduría de Dios,
will help you withstand any storm,
te ayuda en toda tormenta,
any flood,
en cada,
any fire,
en cada fuego.
Could somebody say amen?
Alguien diga amén.
Could you say amen?
Alguien diga amén.
Why do we gather here on Sundays?
Porque estamos acá los domingos.
And on Tuesdays.
Y los martes.
It is that we can grow in wisdom.
Es para crecer en sabiduría.
It is not for you to jump and dance only.
No es para que tú bailes y brinques.
It is for you to develop keys for life.
Es para que tú tengas llaves para la vida.
To develop wisdom to
para
be able to better your life.
Sabiduría para arreglar tu vida.
To be able to remove lack from every area of your life.
Para que te quites todo lo que no te conviene en tu
Could
vida.
Somebody say amen?
Alguien diga amén.
Could someone say amen.
¿Alguien puede decir amén?
Why it is that people are not increasing?
¿Por qué la gente no está incrementando?
It's the same thing Jesus said.
Es como dijo Jesús.
Anyone that heareth the sayings of mine,
la persona que escuche,
and doeth them,
y no lo hacen.
Could he say doeth them?
Diga, no lo hacen.
You're gonna do what you hear.
Tienes que hacer lo que escuchas.
You gotta begin to obey what you get in church.
Tienes que obedecer lo que escuchas en la iglesia.
Could you say amen?
Puedes decir amén.
You gotta live by what you hear.
Tienes que vivir por lo que escuchas.
It makes no sense.
No tiene sentido.
We go for counseling.
Si vamos a consejería.
And not do what the counselor says.
Y no hacemos lo que dice el consejero.
If you do what the counselor says.
Si haces lo que dice el consejero.
You will get the results.
Vas a tener resultados.
Could you say amen?
Puedes decir amén.
And the Bible says,
y la Biblia dice,
a foolish man
que un hombre necio
is a man who hears the counselor's voice.
Es un hombre que escucha la voz del consejero,
or hear from God,
o escucha de Dios,
but will not do it.
Pero no lo hace.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
You know, like when I tell people,
cuando le digo a la gente,
that you need to tithe,
que necesitas ofrendar.
Oh, pastor, I want my money.
Oh, pero pastor, mi dinero.
No, I don't want your money. Oh, pastor, I want my money.
Oh, pastor, mi dinero.
I don't want your money.
Dice, no quiero tu dinero.
I have my own.
Yo tengo mi dinero.
I have learned to be content in whatever level I live.
Yo he aprendido a estar contento en el nivel que estoy.
I do not spend more than I earn.
Yo no gasto más de lo que gano.
I learned to give God a little.
Yo he aprendido a darle a Dios un poco.
Share a little with others.
Dale a persona un poco.
Take care of my family.
Cuidar a mi familia.
And save a little.
Y guardar un poco.
I have lived by this wisdom forever.
Yo he vivido así por mucho tiempo.
So I don't need your money.
Entonces no necesito tu
But
dinero.
I am telling you what God told me,
pero te estoy diciendo lo que me dijo el
that
Señor.
If you will tithe,
que si tú ofrendas,
he will open the windows of heaven.
Que él abrí la puerta de los cielos.
Could he say you will open the windows
of heaven? Puede decir abrir la puerta de los cielos.
He will open the windows of heaven.
Él abrirá las puertas de los cielos.
I don't have to put it up on the scripture. You know it.
Yo no tengo que ponerlo ahí. Ya lo sabes.
And he will pull you out a blessing.
Y él te va a dar las bendiciones.
That you don't have room to receive.
Que no tienes para recibir.
And then he will stop the devourers.
Y él va a parar al devorador.
Who is the devourer?
¿Quién es el devorador?
Anything that is stealing your money.
Cada cosa que te roba tu dinero.
So tithing is wisdom.
Entonces ofrendar es sabiduría.
Could he say it's wisdom?
Puede decir es sabiduría.
Do you know what the Bible means when it says?
¿Sabe lo que dice la Biblia? Lo que dice.
I will open the windows of heaven.
Que va a abrir las puertas de los cielos.
It is the same thing happened to Jacob.
Es la misma cosa que le pasó a Jacob.
When he was running from his brother
Esau.
Cuando
él estaba corriendo de su hermano Esau.
And he was returning back from Laban's house.
Y estaba volviendo de la casa de Ima.
The Bible says he fell asleep.
La Biblia dice que se durmió.
And he saw a ladder open up in heaven.
Y él vio que una escalera se abrió en el cielo.
He saw the heavens open.
Él vio que se abrieron los cielos.
And there was a ladder from earth to heaven.
Y había escaleras de la tierra al cielo.
And angels were going up and coming down.
Entonces ángeles viniendo arriba abajo.
And he saw the Lord standing on top.
Y él vio que el Señor se paraba adelante.
That is the same thing happens when you tithe.
Eso es lo mismo que pasa cuando tú ofrendas.
What happens when you tithe?
Lo que pasa cuando ofrendas.
Heaven opens.
El cielo se abre.
So that your prayer could go through.
Para que tu oración se vaya al cielo.
Are you with me
today? ¿Me estás escuchando?
When you tithe,
cuando ofrendas,
there is no devil could stop your prayer.
No hay diablo que te pare tu oración.
You're not hearing me today.
No me estás escuchando.
He said, I will open the heavens.
Dice, yo voy a abrir los cielos.
And your prayer will go up.
Y tu oración será escuchada.
And your blessing will come down.
Y tu bendición vendrá.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
But if you read what Jacob said to God.
Pero si lees lo que le dijo Jacob a Dios.
He said, I'm going to my uncle's house.
Y le dijo, voy a casa de mi tío.
And if you will bless me.
Y si tú me bendices,
I will give you a tenth of everything you give me.
Yo te voy a dar un diez de todo lo que me das.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
And because of his tithe,
y porque él ofrendó,
heavens open.
Se abrió el cielo.
A ladder came down.
Y vino una escalera.
Angels begin bringing down the blessing.
Y vinieron los ángeles a traer bendición.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
And prayer begin getting through to heaven.
Y la oración se oyeron los cielos.
It is a wisdom that is above natural wisdom.
Es una sabiduría más que la natural.
Are you hearing me
today?
¿Me estás
escuchando?
Why does a lot of people's prayer don't get heard?
Porque no se escuchan oraciones de varias personas.
A lot of times,
muchas veces,
they're not obedient to God.
No son obedientes a Dios.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Let's look at Proverbs 24 verses 6.
Vamos a ver el Proverbios.
Proverbs 24 verses 6.
24, capítulo 6.
Are you with me today?
¿Están conmigo hoy?
Are you with me? Hear what the Bible says in verse 6.
Dice el verso 6.
It says, for by wise counsel,
que por consejos,
thou shalt make war. Thou shalt make war. And in the multitude of counselors,
y que la multitud de consejos,
there is safety. Could he say safety?
Safeties.
It is important for you.
Es importante para ti.
To get wise counsel.
Tener consejo sabio.
Anything that you are doing that is major.
Cada cosa mayor.
You need wisdom.
Necesita sabiduría.
Could he say I need wisdom?
Di necesito sabiduría.
But hear what it says in verse 7.
Entonces el verso 7 dice.
Wisdom is too high for a fool.
Que la sabiduría es muy alta para el necio.
Wisdom is too high for a fool.
La sabiduría es muy alta para el necio.
When you give a fool wisdom,
cuando le das al necio sabiduría,
it goes right over his head.
Se va encima de su cabeza.
He can't understand it.
Y no entiende.
He can't understand what you say.
No entiende lo que estás diciendo.
You tell people come to church.
Si le dices persona ven a la iglesia.
I don't see the importance of coming.
Yo no veo la importancia de venir.
I don't see the importance of praise and worship.
Yo no veo la importancia de adorar.
I don't see the importance of fellowshipping.
Yo no veo la importancia de unirme con personas.
Oh, it's such a deep wisdom.
Es una sabiduría
I don't see the importance of tithing.
Yo no veo la importancia de dar dinero.
I don't see the importance of selecting right friends.
Yo no veo la importancia de tener amigos selectivos.
It's important to follow wisdom.
Es importante seguir sabiduría.
Could you say amen?
¿Puede decir amén?
I am seeing many of y'all came to church today.
Yo he visto que varios están acá hoy en la iglesia.
On this Resurrection Sunday.
En este domingo de resurrección.
What a wise decision you made.
Qué sabia decisión ha hecho.
Could you put your hands together for you?
Vamos a ponga las manos juntas.
But you need to do it regularly.
Pero tienes que hacerlo regularmente.
For this to benefit your life,
porque te da beneficio a tu vida,
it cannot be once a year.
No puede ser una vez al año.
You are not going to benefit from wisdom.
No te vas a beneficiar de la sabiduría.
If you only obey sporadically.
Si solo obedeces esporádicamente.
You know why people don't live by wisdom?
¿Sabes qué hace la gente con la sabiduría?
It takes too long to see results.
Dura demasiado para ver los resultados.
And they understand in the natural.
Y entienden en lo natural.
I understand the natural wisdom.
Entienden la sabiduría natural.
But this spiritual wisdom.
Pero la sabiduría espiritual.
It takes too long to get results.
Los resultados duran mucho.
But the spiritual wisdom.
Pero la sabiduría espiritual.
Will give you longer lasting results.
Te da resultados más largos.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Whenever the flow of blessing stops in your life,
cuando vengan las bendiciones a tu vida,
or wherever you reach to the place where your life has come to a plateau,
o cuando crees que tu vida se ha puesto en un plateau,
it means that you've used up all the wisdom that you have.
Quiere decir que has usado toda tu sabiduría.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
And I need greater wisdom
y necesitas sabiduría más alta.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
How does wisdom comes?
¿Cómo viene la sabiduría?
It comes from God.
Viene de Dios.
Could he say it comes from God?
Puede decir viene de Dios.
Wherever wisdom stops,
cuando para la sabiduría,
my blessing stops.
Mis bendiciones paran.
Could he say amen?
Puede decir amén.
Whenever wisdom increases,
y cuando se incrementa la sabiduría,
my flow of blessing increases.
Mis bendiciones también incrementan.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
What does wisdom bring into my life?
¿Qué trae la sabiduría a mi vida?
It brings new relationships.
Trae nuevas relaciones.
It brings new favor.
Trae nuevo favor.
It brings new understanding.
Nuevo entendimiento.
It brings new knowledge.
Trae sabiduría nueva.
It opens new doors.
Abre puertas nuevas.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Whenever wisdom increases,
cuando incrementa la sabiduría,
your relationship will increase.
Tus relaciones también incrementan.
Whenever wisdom increases,
cuando incrementa la sabiduría,
your favor increases.
Tu favor también incrementa.
Could you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
And I was saying something Tuesday night.
Estaba diciendo algo el martes en la noche.
Before a child is born,
que antes de que nazca un hijo,
a child has so much favor.
Un niño tiene mucho favor.
Are you with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
Before a child is born,
antes de que nazca un niño,
we keep baby showers for that child.
Tenemos baby showers.
People are so bold.
Y la gente le dan mucho.
They register for you to buy gifts for the baby.
Te registran para darles regalos al baby.
That baby never even spoke yet.
Y ese baby ni siquiera ha hablado.
But he already getting favor.
Pero ya tiene favor.
People are shopping for me.
Ya la gente están comprándome cosas.
I haven't born yet.
Y yo no he nacido.
So that baby got favor while he's in the womb.
Entonces ese baby tiene favor en el vientre.
Based on the mother's relationship.
Por las relaciones de la mamá.
Everybody who is blessing that baby.
Todo el que está bendiciendo ese baby.
Is based on the mother's wisdom.
Es basado en la sabiduría de la madre.
Her relationship.
Las relaciones de ellas.
Her favor.
Su favor.
The baby partakes of the mother's wisdom.
Y el baby coge la sabiduría de la madre.
The mother's favor.
Del favor de la madre.
The mother's relationship.
De las relaciones de la madre.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
So the baby have a supply of blessings.
Y el baby ya tiene bastante bendiciones.
So by the time the baby comes out of the womb.
Y cuando el baby sale.
Before he could even work.
Antes de que camine.
He got money in the bank.
Ya tiene dinero en el banco.
He got everything he needs.
Y ya tiene todo lo que necesita.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
He has favor.
Él tiene favor.
What increases that baby's favor?
¿Qué da más a ese favor?
Is that baby's behavior.
Es como su comportamiento.
Could he say behavior?
¿Puede decir comportamiento?
When you get wisdom,
cuando tienes sabiduría,
it changes your behavior.
Cambia tu comportamiento.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Estás escuchando?
Wisdom changes your behavior.
Sabiduría cambia tu comportamiento.
So the mother's job,
el trabajo de la madre,
is to instruct that baby in the way he should go.
Es instruir a ese baby por dónde ir.
When that baby increases in wisdom,
cuando el baby tenga más sabiduría,
he brings joy to his parents.
Trae gozo a sus padres.
But when he don't,
pero cuando no,
he becomes a grief.
Le das tristeza.
And he begins to lose his favor.
Y empieza a perder todo favor.
When that baby is small,
cuando el baby está pequeño,
everybody wants to carry that baby.
Todo el mundo quiere cargar ese baby.
Nobody wants to walk. That baby don't have to walk.
Ese baby no tiene que caminar.
But as he gets older,
pero mientras crece,
if he don't have right behavior,
si no tiene buen comportamiento,
nobody wants to hold him.
Nadie lo quiere.
Nobody wants him at their house.
Nadie lo quiere en su casa.
No gifts at Christmas.
No le dan regalos en Navidad.
They begin to call him knucklehead.
Empiezan a llamarle nombre.
He don't listen.
Él no escucha.
Stupido. I'm very serious.
Es en serio.
And the baby begins to lose favor.
Y el baby empieza a perder favor.
And if that baby begins to lose favor,
y si el baby empieza a perder favor,
then the baby says nobody likes me.
Entonces el baby dice nadie me quiere.
Nobody likes me.
Nadie, yo no le caigo bien a nadie.
My mother hate me.
Mi mamá me odia.
My father hate me.
Mi papá me odia.
Is that someone hates you?
No es que nadie lo odie.
It is your behavior.
Es tu comportamiento.
Because of your lack of wisdom.
Por tu falta de sabiduría.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
But if that baby continue growing in wisdom.
Pero si el baby sigue creciendo en sabiduría.
Oh my God, everybody wants to help that baby.
Todo el mundo va a querer ayudarlo.
Even while he is 22 years old.
Aunque tenga 22 años.
People are co-signing for that
la
child.
La gente le van a firmar cosas.
People are blessing that child.
La gente lo va a bendecir.
All the way until he gets married.
Hasta que se case.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Why do we lose favor?
¿Cómo perdemos el favor?
Because our wisdom stops.
Porque para nuestra sabiduría.
And then nobody wants to help us.
Y nadie nos quiere ayudar.
Wherever your wisdom stops,
cuando para tu sabiduría,
your help stops.
Tu ayuda para.
That's why while you are young,
por eso cuando estás joven,
you have to increase in wisdom.
Tienes que crecer en sabiduría.
Because nobody wants to help a grown man.
Porque nadie quiere ayudar a un hombre mayor.
But if you increase in wisdom,
pero si tienes más sabiduría,
people will continue to help you.
La gente continuará ayudándote.
Until you die.
Hasta que te mueras.
Your wisdom will provoke them.
Tu sabiduría lo va a provocar.
Could you say amen?
¿Puedes decir amén?
I declare in the name of Jesus.
Yo declaro en el nombre de Jesús.
That you will increase in wisdom today.
Que te va a crecer la sabiduría hoy.
I declare in the name of Jesus.
Yo declaro en el nombre de Jesús.
This is the lowest you will ever be.
Esto lo más bajo que vas a estar.
After today, in the name of Jesus,
en el nombre de Jesús hoy,
you will increase in wisdom.
Vas a crecer en sabiduría.
You will increase in wisdom.
Vas a crecer en sabiduría.
You will increase in
vas
wisdom.
A crecer en sabiduría.
Your life will begin to elevate.
Tu vida va a elevar.
You will begin to go higher than you have ever gone.
Vas a ir más alto que nunca.
I'm not hearing you this morning.
No te estoy escuchando esta
I
mañana.
Declare today is your uplifting.
Yo declaro que hoy
today
es el día.
You are rising out of obscurity.
Que hoy te vas a subir
I declare
más.
Today as you increase in
yo
wisdom.
Vas a
God will begin
sabiduría.
To bless you.
El Señor te va a bendecir.
He will begin to enlarge you.
El Señor te va a seguir bendiciendo.
He will begin to show you favor.
Te vas a dar más favor.
He will begin to bring new people into your life.
Gente nueva a tu vida.
Could somebody say amen?
Alguien diga amén.
Could somebody say
alguien
amen?
Diga amén.
Could somebody say
alguien
amen?
Diga amén.
You see somebody,
ya ves alguien,
and you tell them,
y le dices,
you got a bad attitude.
Tienes la actitud mala.
They say to you,
y ellos te dicen,
that's who I am.
Así soy yo.
Stupidito.
Stupid.
If somebody tells you you have a bad attitude,
si alguien te dice tienes mala actitud,
you need to listen.
Tienes que escuchar.
He that heareth my sayings,
el que escucha,
and doeth them.
Y lo hace.
He's a wise man.
Es un hombre sabio.
Do you know when you tell them, that's entonces, who I am?
Y si le dices, así soy.
You know what you're saying to that person?
¿Sabe lo que le está diciendo a esa persona?
The next time you hear anything about me,
que la próxima vez que sepa algo de ti,
keep it to yourself.
Guárdatelo.
And what you don't know,
y lo que no sabes,
will hurt you.
te va a afectar.
When that person hear about a job opening,
cuando esa persona escucha que hay un empleo abierto,
that could pay you twice of what you are making,
que te puede pagar más de lo que estás haciendo,
and they think about you,
y piensan en ti,
they think you got a bad attitude,
piensa que tienes actitud mala,
they say if I give them that job,
y dice si te doy ese trabajo,
it's going to reflect bad on me.
Me vas a hacer ver mal a mí.
So I cannot send them there.
Así no te puedo mandar.
But if you'd only say,
pero si dices,
thank you so much,
gracias,
I need to check that.
Necesito chequear eso.
I need to adjust my attitude.
Necesito ajustar mi actitud.
Even though if you don't even change,
y aunque no cambies,
you will open the door for them to talk to you again.
Vas a abrir la puerta para que ellos te hablen de nuevo.
And at least refer you to something that will take you higher.
Y referirte a algo que te va a llevar más alto.
The Bible says you correct a wise man.
La Biblia dice que tú correctas un hombre sabio.
He becomes wiser.
Él se pone más sabio.
You correct a fool.
Y si correctas a un necio,
he hates you.
Te odiará.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Why am I teaching this today?
¿Por qué estoy diciendo esto hoy?
Because so many of us blame God for where we are.
Porque le culpamos a Dios por donde estamos.
But we cannot blame God.
Pero no podemos culpar a Dios.
We have to blame ourselves.
Tenemos que culparnos a nosotros.
When Jesus rose from the dead,
cuando Jesús resucitó del muerto,
he have given you all power.
Él te dio todo poder.
He have given you access to everything you need.
Él te dio acceso de todo lo que necesitas.
We are where we are today.
Estamos donde estamos hoy.
Based on whether we listen or we did not.
Basado si escuchamos o no.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
If you listen to what God is saying,
si escuchas
to
you, lo que te dice Dios hoy,
your life will go up.
Tu vida va a incrementar.
If you don't listen,
si no escuchas,
your life will go down.
Tu vida bajará.
Or it will just stop where it is.
O se va a parar donde está.
Could somebody say amen?
Alguien diga amén.
You see somebody wearing an outfit?
Si ves que alguien tiene una ropa,
you tell them that don't look good.
Y le dice, no te ves bien.
But that's my style.
Well, ese es mi estilo.
Fool, listen.
Necio, escucha.
It takes away favor from you.
Eso te quita favor.
You going for a job interview?
Si vas a una entrevista de trabajo.
You have on a tight pull all the way up here.
Y tienes tu ropa.
You looking like scrappy.
Y no te ves muy bien.
Somebody is giving you advice.
Y alguien te dice algo.
You are rejecting it.
Y tú no lo aceptas.
It's not wise.
Eso no es sabio.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
So we are where we are today.
Entonces estamos donde estamos hoy.
Based on the level of our wisdom.
Basado en el nivel de nuestra sabiduría.
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me estás escuchando?
Are you hearing me today?
¿Me escuchas hoy?
I'm about to close.
Ahora voy a cerrar.
Are you with me?
¿Estás conmigo?
Are you loving me still?
¿Me estás amando?
I didn't give it, didn't I? But God is good. Because my heart breaks sometimes.
Porque mi corazón se rompe a veces.
Because some people should be so much higher.
Porque hay personas que tienen que estar bien alto.
But because of not being able to follow instructions.
Pero porque no siguen instrucciones.
Follow good advice.
Y consejos.
They are where they are today.
Están donde están hoy.
Last verse of scripture.
La última verso de escritura.
Proverbs chapter 3 verses 13.
Proverbo 3 capítulo.
Thank you so much. Proverbs 3:13. Let's look at it. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 13. The Bible says, happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Could you say happy?
Happy.
Could you say happy?
Happy?
Every area of unhappiness is related to a deficiency of wisdom. Are you hearing me today? I'm not happy how much I'm making. Well, you know what? The difference between a manager and a messenger is the level of wisdom they have. Are you hearing me today? I don't like what they have me doing. The difference between success and failure is the level of wisdom you walk in. Are you hearing me today? It is important for you to understand that one man who is successful is hoping that you stay stupid so that he can increase his success. Are you hearing me today? Many times when people come to show you great favor, when a very wealthy person comes to you to show you favor, you got to ask yourself the question, what am I not seeing? Are you hearing me today? You see developers go into neighborhoods and say, we would like to relocate you. It's not because they love you. Because they see value in the property you live in. Are you hearing me today? You know, I read a story about this man who was living on this piece of land, and while he was living there, he heard that they found gold somewhere else. So he sold his land to go dig for gold. And when he went to go to dig for gold, he found out the people he sold the land to found oil on his property. He didn't even know what he had because he lacked insight. Are you hearing me today? And many times, one man's success is determined by our stupidity. And one man's vision is determined by your blindness. And many times, people are hoping that you cannot see your own value. You cannot see who you are. You cannot see what you have. You cannot see your resources. So that they could take advantage of your ignorance. Can you say? So every time you are foolish in any area, your foolishness will eventually make you unhappy. You wonder why these people use you and use you, and this person gets involved in this relationship and that relationship and the next one, and they leave you and they leave you and they leave you. It is something about what you are not seeing. Every area where you lack wisdom, you will be unhappy in that area. Come on, somebody say amen. It's the same thing with finance. If you're not happy with your financial condition, it is because you need greater wisdom in the area of finance. Because every area where you develop wisdom, your finance will begin to increase. Could somebody say amen? I have sat with people and put them on budgets, put them on all kind of stuff to get their finance together. They will go behind my back and still spend. They will shop on TV. They will shop online. They can't pass and see nothing selling. They have to buy it. I got to get it. I got to get it. I got to get it. Why? Because they have no wisdom. Probably say, they have no self-control. No wisdom. Because when wisdom comes, self-control comes. Can somebody say that? When you know that this will destroy you, you will have the wisdom and the restraint. When you get the wisdom, you will get restraint. Can somebody say amen? Wisdom will give you restraint. You tell somebody, don't date this person. They're not good for you. I love them. I can't leave them. You don't know what they do for me. You have no wisdom. When you realize how much they are keeping you for, how they are destroying your life, how they are holding you back, how they are taking away your value, taking away your self-worth. When your eyes open and you get wisdom concerning what you are losing, and you are depreciated in your value every day, and then your children will begin to depreciate in their mental value, and after a while that will go on from generation to generation. You will build a restraint to say, are you letting all men treat me like no dog? And you begin to build up self-control. You begin to take the pressure of being alone. You take the pressure of being lonely, because you understand it's better I'm lonely and valuable than I have a man who is depreciating my value. Could somebody say amen? And why these people are unhappy in all these areas, it is because of the lack of wisdom. Every area of unhappiness, you will always find the primary reason is the lack of wisdom. I'm not happy with my health. Lack of wisdom. I'm not happy with my weight. Leave the Cheetos and the bonbons alone. Are you hearing me today? Are you hearing me today? Are you with me today? I leave the fried chicken, leave all that stuff. Let's leave it alone a little bit. Eat half as much. Get wisdom. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Everybody rejects me. We'll become wise. The Bible says everybody loves to be in the presence of the wise. So the Bible says, happy is the man that finds wisdom, Proverbs 13, 3 verses 13. And the man that gets understanding. Could he say understanding? I'm closing right here. For the merchandise. Say the merchandise. Wisdom is a merchandise. It is something tangible. It is something that can change your life. It is something that can elevate your life. Can you say amen? You can't see wisdom, but you can see the effects of it. Are you hearing me today? The same way you will see a tree leaning to the right, and you can't see the wind, but you will see the effects of the wind. It's the same way with wisdom. People can't see your wisdom, but it will see the effects of your wisdom. The way you live, the way you carry yourself, the way you behave, the way you speak, the way you treat people. It is all based on the level of wisdom you walk in. Could somebody say amen? I don't like everybody. I love everybody. But some people I don't really like too much, but I still treat them good because it's wisdom. Could he say amen? Are you hearing me today? It is wisdom. It is wisdom. The Bible says a soft answer turns away wrath, grievous words, stirs up strife. So I speak to some people friendly and nice, not because I like them, because it's wisdom. Are you hearing me today? verses, let's get verses 15 as we close. For she is more precious, say more precious, than rubies. Wisdom is more precious than money, than jewelry, and all things that can be desires and are compared with her. Length of days is in her right hand. Riches and honor is in her left hand. Listen to me. I don't care how rich you are. If you don't increase in wisdom, your money will come down to the level of your wisdom. When you get riches, you have to increase in wisdom to be able to handle the riches you have. Are you hearing me today? If you are dating a girl or you're going to marry somebody who is wiser than you and smarter than you and higher than you, you better somehow increase to that level. Are you hearing me today? But I never go to school. Nobody's without excuse today. No one is without. You could go and learn. You could go on the internet. You could study. You know, I heard a man say that it's so powerful. If you begin to study the biography of successful people, within 1 year, your life will begin to change. If you begin to implement some of the things that they did to get where they are. Success is not a mystery. It is based on people's lifestyle and behavior. Are you hearing me today? If you begin to read a biography of 100 people that are the Bill Gates, the Warren Buffets, you might not like them, but listen to what they did to get where they are. The Mark Cuban, all these guys, natural guys. Then go to spiritual people, the Benny Hinn and the Billy Graham and all these guys. Study them, read their biographies, listen to their stories, begin to understand how they start or where they are. You'll begin to find out that there is so much wisdom in your lifestyle that got them where they are, and there's no mystery. You could get there also. Success is not a mystery. It is a theory that when you learn it, you can begin to put it in practice and it changes your life. If you're willing to pay the price, it will come to you. Are you hearing me today? The Bible says length of days are in her right hand. Riches and honor is in her left hand. Her ways are ways of pleasantness. Her paths are paths of peace. And she's a tree of life. Say a tree of life. It means that when wisdom comes into your life, it begins to fuel you with life. Say, fuel you with life. Where is wisdom found? It is found in God's word. It is found in God's presence. When God speaks to you, he is giving you wisdom. When a natural person speaks to you, they're giving you knowledge. When you go to college, you get a knowledge. You go to university, you get a knowledge. You go to a natural seminar, you get a knowledge. But when God speaks to you, he's giving you wisdom. The word of God is not knowledge only. The word of God is wisdom. As you apply wisdom, it begins to change your life. If you begin to take one principle in the Bible and begin to apply to your life one a week, you will find in 52 weeks how your life begins to elevate, because everything the Bible says, it is not just knowledge, because you can have knowledge and not have wisdom. You can have knowledge and not have wisdom. You see, you need to have wisdom. Wisdom, I have wisdom and then I have understanding. Be it to know how to walk out the wisdom that I've received. I need to know how to walk it out. So sometimes you have to combine the wisdom. When I was buying this building, my accountant told me it's not wisdom. He says, your finance of your church cannot facilitate this facility. That was not wisdom. That was knowledge based on what he could see. God says, you could do it and I'm with you. That's wisdom. Are you hearing me today? Say, that's wisdom. What your accountant says is not wisdom, it's knowledge. Are you hearing me today? If you don't have higher wisdom, then you could walk in what he says. Are you hearing me today? But when God speaks to you, wisdom overrides knowledge. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, somebody say amen. When I was going to get married, you know, man, all my family was fighting me to tell me, you're too young to get married. You're 20 years old. You need to live your life. That was knowledge. I might have been dead today. Most of my friends are. It was wisdom for me to get married. If I didn't get married, who knows where I would have been today. Are you hearing me today? And many times we are given instruction based on lower level, which is knowledge. Are you hearing me today? You know, some parents say, I don't want my child to marry somebody to have a child. Listen, man, you don't know the person. Situation happens. I don't want my child to marry outside a race. That all is a bunch of foolishness. I have no problem. You could marry whatever, Indian, Chinese, black. Just make sure they're alive and they can take care of you. Are you hearing me today? You see, you need to have something higher than knowledge. Can somebody say amen? You need to have something higher than knowledge, which is wisdom. And wisdom is being able to see the end before the beginning. Are you hearing me today? You need to have somebody in your life that can look ahead of your decision and tell you this is going to work out good for you. I sense this is God. Are you hearing me today? There's so many times people come to me to get married and I say, I don't think this is God. And they don't understand what I'm saying. But by the wisdom of God, I can already see the end, that the end of this is not good. Let's read a lot of verses of scripture as we go home. James 1:5. We're going to leave right here. Are you with me? Hallelujah. It says, if any of you lack wisdom, say lack wisdom. Sometimes we lack wisdom. Always remember this. Always remember this truth as we go home. Wherever you are wise, you are always wise in one area and stupid in another. Are you hearing me today? Every wise man is foolish in another area. Solomon was wise in building his kingdom. When it comes to women, he was stupid. Are you hearing me today? The wisest man on the face of the earth has an area where he's vulnerable. And the areas where you're vulnerable is where your relationships protect. So sometimes you don't always have wisdom for yourself, but you surround yourself with people who have wisdom in the area where you lack. Many times my heart leads me, and I'm a heart person. So I need to have people around me that are heartless. Sorry. People who could see and warn me so I don't get carried away with my heart. So if you know a person who you're always full of compassion, you need somebody that will be able to pull you back. Are you hearing me today? Because I don't have the capacity to pull myself back. So even though I don't have wisdom in that area, how to behave or what to do or what to say, I don't have to tell you I got to leave you, you know, because I don't want to see you cry. I don't want to see you cry, you know, because, you know, we've been through so much together. You know, we grew up together and you was there when my mother died, my father died. So I don't want to tell you I got to leave you alone. So I called Sister Suquita. Yo, listen, man. So Quita will talk for me to you because I can't talk for me. So I will stand behind Sister Shaquita and she can tell you I don't want to be with you no more. You need friends who will talk for you. Oh, I know you don't know the wisdom behind this. They have no heart in this area. And you're telling, listen, don't call her no more. Lose her number. Don't even call here no more. She don't want to be with you. He don't want to be with you. And listen, and then that friend is the one that keeps you from picking up the phone. Keeps you from trying to reach back out to go and visit. That friend, you make yourself accountable to that friend. So that friend holds you back. The same way you do with your finance. When you can't control your finance, get somebody who have wisdom in that area and give them all your credit cards. And every time you want to buy something, you want to ask them permission. And they tell you, no, you're not getting it. Until you develop discipline. Oh, Yadaboshanda. The Bible says, if you lack wisdom, ask God. Say, ask God. He will give it to you liberally and he will not hold it back. But ask in faith, believe. Are you hearing me today? That's why the beginning of wisdom brings relationships. The beginning of wisdom brings favor. It gives you favor. It brings people into your life. It brings relationships into your life. It brings all his resources into life so that you can begin to protect yourself. The wise man, his city is protected with his wisdom. But a foolish man is like a city without walls. So what is my word for you today on this wonderful Resurrection Sunday? If it's anything I can say to you, from today onwards, with this power, we have received from Jesus. Let us begin to get into the book of Proverbs. Begin to come into the house of God. Begin to write down all these keys and insights and wisdom that we are receiving from God. And let us begin to put it in practice. 5 years from now, when I'm looking for you, you will be on another level. You will be in better relationships. You will be more strategic in your behavior.